This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution as a whole. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean, I really do know that you could be listening to a thousand other shows, but you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it has something to do with the high IQ you have, but that's just my personal opinion. And I do. If you're in Southern California tomorrow afternoon, there is so much. You know what? I'll get back to that later. I love teasing you guys, but I'll put it up on the website. Well, I know what it is. You have to go to the website later on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, being a part of the solution, you know, part of the program. Pastor David Hayes is going to join me after the break. And I guess I'm still upset. I don't have a way to put it, right? That Christians really aren't being the warriors they should be. And when I say that, I'm not talking about you have to have a fight around every corner. You have to call somebody out every single time they do something wrong. That's not what I mean by that. Take the stance of David from just a simple standpoint. And I mean a really simple standpoint. That means when somebody's calling out your God or saying stuff about your God, like, I mean, for an Italian boy, it's like, you know, you're calling out my mother. I'm sorry, what are you doing? Should be the same way for you guys. You should be insulted. You should let people know you don't appreciate the way they talk about your God. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, it should infuriate you. Because this is your father. I mean, this is your religious belief that they're having a field day with. And you can chalk it up and say, oh, they're just stupid. And not, don't let it go anymore. You let it go for so long. You let it go because you thought we were all going to get together, nice, happy, happy, and everything was going to be fine. I'm not telling you to start a fight around every corner again. I want to make sure I'm clear about that. I'm not telling you every time somebody says something you don't much agree with, that you have to open your mouth and let them have it. But don't let them get away with saying stuff about your father, as many of us Christians believe, God is our father, that you know isn't true. All right, what can I play with here? Top business school professor says that the loan forgiveness is a highly regressive policy. This comes from a business school. A new study from the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Chicago. They show that student loan forgiveness disproportionately benefits wealthier Americans. The study adds the voices calling free college and student debt forgiveness programs into question. Isn't it funny how they, before the election, they don't check anything out. Just everything that sounds good. Yeah, free abortions for everybody. Free school for everybody. We'll make sure you have food. There's actually one college the kids are petitioning for free laundry services. Let's not have them do anything. Matter of fact, don't even let them move off the couch. They can do everything from their smartphone. You can deliver their food. You can clean their clothes and drop them back off. Clean the apartment for them. Whatever you need to do, right? A working paper from professors at two of the nation's top business schools looked at the data and said that student loan forgiveness, not so good. That would be the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School professor, Sylvia Catherine, and the University of Chicago Booth School professor, Constantine, it looks like, Yanis. They found student loan forgiveness, the policy supported by former Vice President Joe Biden, to be a highly regressive policy because it disproportionately benefits wealthier Americans. Now, Catherine, she decided to go to social media to let you know why. She said, the distribution effects of student loan forgiveness, we find forgiveness to be highly regressive policy. Fully cancellation would distribute $192 to the top 20% of earners and only $29 to the bottom 20%, one-fifth. So the bottom end isn't going to get what they thought. And it never works out the way they think it is. It sounds good, though, right? Because most of these people think, oh, it's going to wipe out all the debt. That's it. Well, who's paying for it? Right? Who is paying for it? And are the teachers going to take a break? Are the professores? Are they going to take less money? Somebody's got to pay for this. They got to eat. Lights got to stay on. You know, I'd love to have one of these people on and say, how does this work? How do you keep the electricity on? If everybody gets free education, who pays for it? How do you get those great professors that you want? Right? The graph shows that, or the stats show, that the average person in the bottom 10% would receive $3,000 in balance forgiveness. So it's not a total wipeout. Right? Someone in the top three areas would receive roughly $8,000 in present value. What about all those people who paid for this years gone by? How would we take care of them? Benefits to black and Hispanic citizens, it shows, would benefit substantially less than current balances suggest. They found that the real benefit offered to African-American borrowers could be negligible. Right? Don't you love it? They never think anything through. I see this all the time. Nobody believes me. This is proof. Pastor David Hegg joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution is all, which is what you should be. So you should really be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed, you get engaged, and you really, truly find out what the issues are. Don't be a victim of your last tweet. If you would, I mean, a lot of you guys, you get your information off the last tweet or the Facebook page or whatever, and it drives me nuts because it doesn't have to be like that. Anyway, one of my favorite people to have on the show, I always have a good time when he's on with me, Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time, to discuss the real issue, really, unless I said real issues of the day, which truly are based on our belief systems. And, Pastor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime, Joe. I like coming on.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm glad that makes three of you, I think, total. So, the time.
I don't think so. I talk to a lot of people who listen, so we're doing good.
I hate to say it this way, but I do have a lot of closet listeners. You know what I'm saying?
We have that
wink or shake when we meet in public. You know, kind of like. I just want to get down to, there's a lot of people right now that half the country, they feel betrayed. You have a lot of people right now, you know, Christians right now that feel like, oh my God, you know, we're going to be back at it again. We're not going to be allowed to worship. We're not going to be allowed to have that freedom of religion that we have seen. And they're just feeling like there's no end in sight of this oppression. So I'm going to give you, this is really dangerous to give a pastor a couple of minutes on live radio, but I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to speak to people, you know, speak to the flock, if you would, and let our Christian friends know that, look, it ain't over, number one, and I'm not talking about the election. Life ain't over. And that, you know, our hope isn't in the president.
Yeah, in fact, this weekend, our fourth weekend in Advent, my sermon this weekend is Together in Hope in a World of Despair. And I think one of the sad things is that even as believers, we can tend to kind of fix our hope, fix our security, fix our well-being on things that are within the grasp of this broken world. And the fact of the matter is, nothing is going to be what you want in this world. I mean, the best things we have still come with broken pieces. You know, I have the best marriage I've ever known. I married the best person I've ever met. But you know what? There are still times when living with another person, even as great as my wife is, it takes work. It's difficult there. And you can have the greatest health in the world. My wife and I both tested positive for COVID a week ago. And we're in great health. But even so, this comes into your life and it changes everything. What I'm saying is, if we are really going to have hope and joy and peace, it's got to be because we have it fixed on someone that isn't under the power of this broken world, and that's Jesus Christ. You go to the New Testament, and it says that Christ is in us, the hope of glory. That's Colossians 1:27. The whole idea of the gospel is that, in a very kind of strange way, we are now in Christ. That's what baptism symbolizes, that we are a new kind of human. We are in Christ. We're new creatures. We have a new spiritual DNA. And quite frankly, only thing that's really going to satisfy us is going to be that which is connected with our faith, our hope, our peace, our love for Jesus Christ. And I think that there is a place for politics. You and I have talked about this before. I got to tell you, I see some Christians who are, you know, their chins are dropping on the floor as though, you know, having a Democratic president is somehow, you know, Armageddon. Come on, boys and girls. Remember the gospel. Remember that Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation. I love the U.S. Constitution. Joe, you know this, that if I had my way, I'd be an attorney. I'd be a constitutional lawyer. That's where I was headed. And yet, I got to tell you, what the Bible gives us is eternal. And you've done enough history. You know that there are places around the world down through history where the church has had to meet in secret. And you know what it did? It sifted the church and it caused it to grow and to be strong. I love your thing you put on Facebook about American Christianity looking like the cowardly lion from, you know, the Wizard of Oz rather than, you know, the lion from the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. We as Christians, we have to live Christianly in the midst of this. What happens is those who don't know Jesus look at us and they say, okay, if we accept your Jesus, we're going to get your life. And if you guys are running around like chickens with your head cut off, so mad at this and mad at that and upset and, oh my goodness, we're going to move to Zimbabwe or whatever, they're going to say, why would we want your Jesus? You guys are just as scatterbrained as the rest of us. We've got to stand.
That's my argument.
We are still his. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Do good works. Build a platform of goodwill from which to launch the good news. There you go. That's my 2 minutes.
Well, this is kind of my, and you know, people know I'm on a school board, and this is kind of my argument with some of the Christian parents who call me and say, do you know they're doing this? Or do you know this is going on? I always say the same thing. Look, I cannot chase every little thing. That's number one. Number two is bring up your kids truly solid in the Word, and they'll be able to fight this stuff on their own. This stuff won't affect them as easily as it does. And I think that some of our Christian friends, some of our conservative friends, to your point a minute ago, which was, the problem with, and I get it. I get what the irritant is. When you have the man at the top that is supporting life, that doesn't agree, you know, with partial birth abortion or post-birth abortion for that matter. And then you have another guy coming in that says, oh, yeah, anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Well, I get the irritant at that point, but here's the reality. If we do our job the way we're supposed to, and we actually go out and look for godly men, godly women, to fill these positions of authority, we won't even have to have that discussion. But we don't do it.
Yeah. You know, you and I are a lot of similar situation. You have parents coming to you and wondering why you're not going to do this and why you're not doing that. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was telling me that there's a Catholic church somewhere here in California, and he was in it. And he noticed that a number of the statues of the saints were turned toward the wall. And he asked the caretaker. It was one of those big museum-type churches. And the caretaker said, well, we're punishing them because people have been praying to these saints, but those prayers haven't been answered. And so we're punishing them. And what my brother or my buddy started telling me is he said, you know, here's the thing. People punish us. They punish you, Joe, because they don't like what's happening. They punish the pastor. And here's what I tell them. I tell them, look, I'm a lousy God. If you look at me and you're asking me to be the one who can fix all these things, guess what? Yeah. That job's already taken. Don't look at me as God.
We got to go for a break. You have to pause it. I know you can't hear it, but we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the pastor after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
British scientists have identified what they're calling a new strain of coronavirus, which could be leading to increases of infection in that country. Researchers have discovered a variant of the virus that features a mutation in the spike protein that's used to infect humans. They theorize that mutation may make the virus easier to transmit from person to person. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a new strain of coronavirus won't affect the efficacy of the vaccines currently being rolled out. He tells Fox News, viruses change all the time, and the shots available appear to cover for that.
These vaccines don't appear to be impacted by some of these modifications. Viruses do change all the time. What's great about these vaccines is that they seem to be still spot on target with the different strains that we tend to see morphing among the COVID vaccines, yeah. COVID virus.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him back on. I have such a good time with him when he's on with me. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County, and where we're getting hit from every corner. But again, I say to you, you know, the persecution, a lot of these people say that we're under persecution. Christians are under persecution. Okay. Yeah, but we're under American persecution. Nothing like they have it overseas in the Middle East and other places, okay? And we still have the ability. Yeah. We still have the right to defend ourselves, stick up for ourselves, and make sure we don't lose those. If we lose those freedoms, I don't know if you agree with me, Pastor, but if we lose those freedoms, we lose it because we didn't step up. We didn't vote the right people, and we didn't look for godly people to rule over us like the Word tells us.
Yeah, I do think there's something to be said for that the trajectory of our culture is really heading away from the idea that a God even exists. The trajectory of our culture, and I was reading a book by Carl Truman the other day, and in the introduction he made the point that 30 years ago when his grandfather was alive and walking around, if somebody had come up to that grandfather and said, I'm a man in a woman's body, that person would have been laughed out of the room. But today, because of the way things have gone, because there are a huge number of people in America who no longer have any sense of a theistic worldview, that there is a transcendent God who has made us and before whom we will all have to stand. That whole theistic worldview it's pretty much gone for a huge amount of people. And so what they've replaced it with is this identity politics, this idea of, you know, total equality. And so now, not only is someone saying, I'm a woman in a man's body, accepted, but now they're applauded. And if you go and tell them, well, that's absurd, that you're branded as dangerous. You know, there's homophobia, phobos is the Greek word for fear, transphobia, fear. Well, they made that up. We don't fear them. We look at them and say, we believe that you have gone the wrong direction and it's bad for you. It's not only bad for society, it's bad for you. So I do believe that we are heading in America down a path very quickly where those of us who believe God exists and that the God of the Bible is the God that exists, and we have the audacity to hold the values of the Bible and say that the Bible is our top authority, I do believe that we're going to have more and more and more pressure against us. And whether it's going to be governmental or societal, we had better learn to stand up winsomely and give an account, give a reasoned, intellectually founded account for why we believe the Bible and why we live the way we do.
You know, as you're talking, and you know, I do these stories on a nightly basis. There was one yesterday where there's a there's a very large LGBTQ ABC organization that are going to be pushing somewhat this year that hormone blockers, puberty blockers, be given to young children till they can decide what they are, what gender they are. And but I'm going to give you a pretty deep question right now, and that is I love doing this to you, but. That is, you know, when you look at abortion, look at same-sex marriage, look at premarital sex, a recent study showed that 63% of Christians see nothing wrong with same-sex marriage. 42% are okay with abortions, and 24% are saying they have no right to judge a gay or lesbian lifestyle. Where did we get to the point where Christians have made that flip to where they're not supposed to be of the world? I mean, they're supposed to be of the world, but not supposed to go along with the world, and yet we've turned that around and said, well, we don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to be upset with us. How did we get there?
Well, I mean, for me, the easy answer is that guys like me, pastors, stopped preaching God's word. They stopped preaching 1 John 2, which says, don't love the world. Anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because all that's in the world, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the pride, lust of the eyes, is not of God. Jesus said himself in John 16, don't be shocked if the world hates you. Now, the word hate in the New Testament, as well as the Old Testament, it was said in a shame and honor context. So it's not being somebody so bad, I'm going to do everything I can to them. No, in a shame and honor context, hate just means to find somebody repugnant, to find them reprehensible. And so it says the world's going to hate us because we stand for something. You know, in ancient Rome, they didn't put the Christians to death in the Colosseum blood sports because they worshipped Christ. They put them to death because they dared to say Christ was the only thing you could worship. And they wouldn't worship Caesar. Same thing's happening today. And what we're finding is that there are a lot of Christians who are not solid in their understanding of God's word, are not committed to the idea that Jesus is Lord of my life, and they are going along to get along, and they're saying, well, you know, these people are nice. You know, they don't understand just how detrimental same-sex everything is to our society. Just from a medical point of view, they can't procreate. It's not, and this is the other thing that kills me, Joe. You know, evolutionary theory is taken at face value and accepted as fact. And yet, evolutionary theory would tell you that same-sex, transphobia, or transgender, LGBTQ, all of those things are bad for society. You can't reproduce. So it flies in the face of the very tenets of evolutionary theory. And yet, the people are saying, follow the science, follow the science. Well, you can't follow any science and end up with a transgender situation. It's just not there. There's only one human genome, and everybody has the same human genome. You're either male or you're female.
But they turned disagreement into hate, and we've allowed that to happen.
Because, right.
You know, if I'm called to love you, I don't have to, I always say the same thing, I don't have to accept what you're doing. I have to tolerate it. God tolerates the things that we do, but there's no acceptance in that. But I don't hate you. As a human being, I still love you. I still want the best for you, but I want to tell you what's going to save you.
You're right, exactly. We're trying to help people thrive. And I was watching The Voice a couple nights ago, recorded, and one of the singers on The Voice was a very talented African-American black woman. And she was giving her little spiel about her song. And she said, you know what? Don't let anybody tell you you can't be what you want to be. You go out there and you believe your truth. You be the person you want to be. And my wife looked at me and said, yeah, unless you're a Bible-believing Christian.
She's right.
In America, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, there are going to be more and more who say you're dangerous. We can't let you raise your children with that. We can't let you have a school that teaches that. Your church, you know, they're going to take away the nonprofit status of churches that preach that, you know, lesbianism is a sin. That's going to happen. And yet, God will always have his people. The gospel will always be the power of God and salvation. And I don't know that it's going to happen in my lifetime, but it's going to happen in the lifetime of my kids and my grandkids. And yet, what we have to say is that God is the one who's in charge. All these things come to us from his hand, and the way we respond to them must be Christianly. That's the thing. We cannot adopt the methods of those that we're trying to help.
Right.
We just can't do that.
No, and it's a thing that they don't seem to understand, or many don't seem to understand, and Christians don't seem to understand. You don't hate somebody, and I already said this, but you don't hate somebody because you don't agree with them. You don't hate somebody because
right.
you don't accept their lifestyle, if you would. However, if you were a gay person who happened to end up on my front doorstep because you were hungry or starving or something happened to you, do you think I'd kick you to the street to say, well, yeah, you're gay, I can't deal with you? It's not how it's done. You know, I like to bring up the story about Jesus, forgive me for saying it this way, but Jesus with the adulteress. You know, he's sitting there and he's telling her, look, where are your accusers? They're gone. So he didn't tell her to go have more fun. Hey, they're gone. That means you can go have more fun. No, he told her, don't sin anymore. Okay?
Right.
We're coming back in a minute. Let that ponder for a second. We'll be back in a second. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be right back with Pastor Hague in just a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm just floored. You know, some of you know I have a TV over my shoulder. I see some of the stuff come up. San Francisco now wants to remove Abraham Lincoln's name off of the schools because, I don't know, he freed the slaves. I guess that was a bad thing. I don't know. I have no idea why they want to take his name off. They're teaching history so weirdly today, you never know. That might be exactly what they said. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, I always tell you guys, you have a say. You have a voice. You can get things done. For, you know, you parents who have kids in the school system, it just shows you how important it is who you vote in at the state level and the county levels and that kind of stuff. I'm not going to get political on you, but think about it. Think about the people running these schools for your kids. Locally to me and in my district and a few others locally, we've had kids commit suicide. We have kids that are on suicide watch. Their depression is skyrocketing because they don't, you know, their support system is gone, and frankly, they're stuck home with mom and dad all day. They don't know what to do. This is all based on the people that you have around you, that you're voting into these positions. And that's why I always say, we're called to make our communities better. So, You need to commit. Maybe it's running for office, supporting somebody for office, or just being the voice of a small community around you to go ahead and bring your concerns to the elected officials. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. Always appreciate his guidance and his insight on God's Word. Pastor, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Sure. Absolutely, Joe.
You know,
good to be here.
Have you signed up for this next door thing that they have? It's like Facebook, but only for your little local community, you know, your little track of homes.
Actually, I did about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I guess.
Yeah. Quite informative. You know, they tell you what's going on in the neighborhood. Maybe there's a van going around stealing packages, and or did you lose your dog or your cat? It's kind of cool. You know,
right.
Like old-fashioned community
absolutely.
Stuff. And I often think about that. I say, why, and I've been a member for a couple of years now, why don't we in the Christian community or the community as a whole do things like that where we're pulling people together and saying, hey, we have a need at this school district or we have a need at this school. And, you know, I told you I had a product that you might be able to use during one of the breaks and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's kind of like we're reverting now. And I don't know if
yeah.
by design, we're reverting in our own little corners.
Well, I think that, you know, the answer I have is that that's supposed to be the church. I mean, we have a big church and we have all these ways that we as the church family that spread over all of Santa Clarita and as far as Burbank and some other places. And, you know, we have a way of everybody kind of being in touch when there's something for sale, when there's a room for rent, when somebody's, you know, praying for somebody else. We've got all that. I think the idea about the school, though, I think that's for something you could really do. I think, Joe, I'll tell you this just on the air. If there was a school like Mountain View School, which is pretty close to our church, if there was some need there and we knew about it, we would move to help it. We would meet the principal and we'd say, look, you need pencils or you need crayons or whatever. Let us, you know, come in and buy some sports equipment or something. Problem is, there's such a divide between the church and the government that we as a church hardly ever hear about any of the needs that we could meet in our community. I don't know if that's something, Joe, you could look into. That'd be great. Put us top on your list.
Well, in the first hour, I had Brad Dacus on with me, and we were talking about some of the suits that the ACLU has brought as of late, or the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yeah,
I call them the Freedom From Religion Freaks, but, you know, where they went out to Samaritan's Purse for having shoeboxes filled with toys and toiletries and such for kids who don't have, but because they were being filled at a school, that was somehow that butt up against the separation of church and state. The problem was that the school gave up right away, where more people need to know. If you call people like Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Institute, they will jump in and stop this tomfoolery. You know, there's no reason for it.
Yeah, I like Brad. Brad's a good guy.
Yep. And he's willing to fight. He's one of those warriors. Look, I have had a you're gonna laugh at me, but in the last 2 months, I've had a newfound respect for David. And I was joking and telling the story about, you know, David and Goliath, and I said, I want you to think about something. For all intents and purposes, here's all these mighty warriors, right? And they're cowering in their tents. They're not going to go out there and fight this guy. And here's the pizza delivery guy, right? He was bringing food for his brothers to munch on. And he comes in there. He's the little pipsqueak, if you would. And you go, what is wrong with you people? He's making fun of our God. He's talking about, well, who's going to go after him? I kind of feel like that guy sometimes.
Well, we need more Davids. We need some more Daniels. We need a lot of things like that. We need some Isaiahs who are saying, look, you better prepare the way because the Lord Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to settle all the accounts. And there's not going to be any injustice. There will be justice. It'll rain like floods in the mountains. And America, man, we gotta wake up. The stuff we're allowing our kids to learn and come to, you know, to start thinking is normal. We are a perverted nation. We have a nation that is just on its way to deep perversion. Abortion. The same sex stuff. I mean, even just, you know, sexuality in and of itself has become something that is just a toy. It's just a game to play and it's ruining. You've got broken families. You've got unwanted kids. I mean, you've got single parents, poverty. I mean, it can all, I think, be traced back pretty fairly to the idea that 30 years ago we decided we didn't need God. And when you took God out of the society went, Katie bar the door to do anything and everything that the sinful lusts of the human heart want to do. And now, not only Romans 1:18 at the end, Romans chapter 1, it says at the end of a society, it gets to the place where people know that what they're doing is wrong, but they do it anyway and they give hearty approval to those who join them. That's where we're at. But it's also true that God continues to work through his people. He continues to work through his gospel, and he's changing lives one heart at a time. That's our mission. Okay, that's got to be the mission of the church. That's got to be the mission of the Christian. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that we should walk in them. We've got to be the best presentation of our theology that we possibly can be. And that, you know what? We need to know the Bible. Problem is, we got so many churches out there that are preaching, you know, feel good sermons. And of course, I want to feel good, but I don't want to feel good if I'm being good. So we gotta get more people preaching the Bible and
You just hit the nose on the head. I mean, the nail on the head. And the deal is, I don't know much. I mean, I know Scripture, but I, you know, obviously don't know as much as you or many others that really commit Scripture to memory. And I'll throw stuff out at people. I'll talk to people about stuff. To go, oh my God, how do you know so much Scripture? I go, do you have your mind? I mean, do you know any? I mean, they can't tie anything or a story of God into a situation that they're into in their life. And it's almost like,
right.
Why are you going? It's like these marriage counselors. It makes me crazy. And you feel free to fix me here. But I go, how can you, as a Christian couple, go to a secular counselor for marriage counseling? How do you do that? I just don't understand how it comes together. Is that possible?
Well, I mean, is it possible? You know, the thing about secular psychology, they can help fix some behaviors, but they can't fix the root. And that's why you need a counselor that realizes that marriage was put together by God and that marriages only work when God's at center for believers. You got to, you know, husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gives himself up for her. And that goes contrary to the way the secular world looks.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, we're married and the two are one and I'm the one. And that's the big problem.
Well, a lot of people believe that you know, I've had these calls to the show and I've had the emails where they believe that we think that it's almost a Hitler-esque, if you would, setup where I am the head of the house, end of discussion, woman, you do what I tell you to do or else, and you kids, you better get, they think that's how we run. And it's even close to the truth,
yeah.
Isn't it?
No, and I tell people all the, you know, not all the time, but every chance I get, look, don't use the Bible if you don't believe it.
Yeah,
okay, so if you don't believe the Bible, you don't get to come and tell me what it means when it says, you know, wives submit to husbands. You don't believe the Bible, so you don't get to use it against me. I'll tell you what that submission is. It's the same kind of submission that I have to the elders in my church. Okay, there's authority. God put authority. And when the husbands act the right way in love, the great privilege of a wife is to complete her husband. Together, they become one, and they... You know, my wife is my greatest confidant, my greatest counselor, my greatest friend, probably my greatest critic. But we have a relationship that is based on this, that she wants to please God and I want to please God. And when we both do that, we end up pleasing each other in ways that we never knew we could.
Well, guess what? We're up against that time, and you have a blog. Tell people where they can get your information.
Yeah, davidwhaig.org, or .com, sorry.
That's
right. Is my blog, and you can go on gracebaptistchurch.org and hear all my sermons for free.
Well, it doesn't get that easy. It doesn't get much easier than that, people. Go check out his blog. You got a lot of good stuff there. A lot of stuff you can apply to your everyday life. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.